I'm joined by Rhonda Rife. We talk ways to live with the seasons. We talk alternative healing. We talk about numbers. We talk about colors. We talk about feng shui. We've been talking about that for the past few months to kind of, I guess, understand exactly what feng shui is. It's ancient Chinese, and it's a way of sorting out your house, sorting out your life, sorting out your business. It's used by major businesses across the world in terms of trying to find the best way to get the most productivity out of workers, but also to have them be the most comfortable they are. But we're talking about actually looking at your house. It started with spring training. Well, it's continuing on. And spring cleaning. But we've got Rhonda with me right now. And Rhonda, we're talking about the bagwas, the nine sections of your house, this nine sections of a room, the nine sections of your business, how they all fit in together. And today we're talking about number four, which happens to be family, which if you are looking at the diagram I am, as you enter the house, if you enter the center of the house, you enter with the career. You go up to health, or over to the right, you're at the children's creativity, relationships in the upper right. We talked a little bit about that, but we're talking about family today. And I just realized that if I walk into my house and I'm looking at it from the standpoint of what we're talking about, Rhonda, family is the dining room in my house, and that would be, that would be the family gathering point. Is that right?
It is. You'll be amazed when you look at the bagua. And a way for people to determine it themselves is they stand at their front door and imagine a tic-tac-toe board superimposed over the house. So if the house is not completely rectangular or square or octagon, it might have an excess in one part or a deficiency in another. But the thing is that right now the family section is in what would be the middle row of a tic-tac-toe board, the furthest to the left. And so you'll find that when you do these things that we intuitively sort of arrange things in our home that fit along with this ancient Chinese energy dynamic of called the bagua, which is like the map of the house. So in that particular section, the color is green. The element is wood. So that might be a place where you would find things like your dining room table or things that are made of wood. This is a great place if you've got family pictures to put your pictures in a wood frame. In another part of the house, you would use a different element. So this is a really great place for those kinds of colors and to enhance that energy of family. And just think of it, the way that it's easy to remember is it's like the family tree. So the family tree, the tree is made of wood. So that helps you with that element. And the shape is rectangle, so, you know, anything that's square or rectangular is also going to enhance the energy of that particular area. So those are things that you also want to do, too. Like, again, the picture frames or the table would be rectangular or square, things like that. That would enhance that energy. And it also deals with social life, too. So people that are, you know, maybe when they were during the shutdown, that might have been a place where they, you know, gravitated to do their Zoom meetings or whatever. So that's the energy that's going to happen right there with the family dynamics, the social life. And the element that's adverse there is metal, because metal chops down wood. So the thing that you don't want there is a lot of metal things. So for instance, if you have wind chimes, you want wooden wind chimes there. You would not want metal wind chimes. You would not want a metal picture frame. You'd want a wooden picture frame. So those are the things that are going to enhance that kind of energy, is you're going to want wood, but stay away from metal objects. And it is the season of spring, which of course makes sense because, you know, spring is when things start to turn green, and it rules the feet and the ankles and the knees. So if you're having issues with any of those areas in your body, you might want to take a look at, is there clutter in that area? Is there, you know, does it need to be cleaned? Is there things that aren't working or that are broken? And that also deals with being flexible, because we all know when we have a family, we need flexibility in our life. So those are the things that are going to kind of enhance that particular area. It's the number four. And of course, you know, when you think about that, the traditional family was always, you know, two adults and usually two children. And so we're finding that, of course, that all changes now as society has evolved. But four is the number for family. So you're going to want things in fours there. So that's going to be something like you might want a group of four pictures, or you might want to have four different things, that four chairs, you know, things like that that come in fours, fours or eights, because that's double four. And four is the lesson of stability and loyal, dependability, being truthful and trustworthy, being honest. So it's, and it's also the number of hard work, because, you know, families are hard work. So if you're having issues with your family or your social life, that's the area of your house to go to start looking at, do I have clutter? Do I have things here I don't use? Do I have things that are broken? Things that I don't like? Sometimes, you know, we're given things that we don't really like, but we put them on display because, you know, our favorite Aunt Nellie gave them to us. So those are some things that you want to take a look at, and that's the energy. That particular area, if you're wanting to enhance relationships in your family, that would be the area to go to.
I'm just thinking of the dining room table. That's the center of this thing in my downstairs would be the dining room table, which is of course wood, and there has the dining room table has seating for what else? Eight. And yes. And it's also, but the dining room table tends to be the catch-all, because that's where everything, when anything comes in, it goes on top of the dining room table. And sometimes it sits there while you're thinking about, maybe it's bills or maybe it's something that needs to be done or whatever. But it will sit there. They might be a stack of papers on one side or something like that. So there is a little bit of clutter that's going on there as well. So I guess you're telling me I should probably clean up some of that clutter. Is that right?
Yes, you know, clutter slows down energy. So that's an area where, you know, things might be stuck with that. But it also makes sense that that's where you're putting your bills, because that's part of, you know, keeping the family going. So that's why it's gravitated towards there instead of maybe the kitchen counter. And the other thing people need to keep in mind is that the Bagua doesn't necessarily recognize the walls of your house. It's based on the square footage. And you would just divide it into equal thirds each way. So if your house is 21 foot across, then each thing would be 7 foot across. If it's 30 foot long, then it would be 10 foot, you know, so that's how it goes. And then each room also has its own Bagua, standing in that main door that you enter into that room. Then it's also going to have this particular map with that too. So even the dining room table, Steve, is going to have its own Bagua. So, you know, maybe you might want to look and see, where's that clutter laying in that particular dimension of the feng shui? And that, you know, it might be the bills are laying in the finance part of that particular Bagua of your table. So this is very in detailed with the energy and how things affect our energy. And we can actually sort of get things moving and flowing. And that's, you know, like as you said, you know, companies have recognized this for a very long time.
I'm just looking at, I know that we're talking about the family, but I'm just noticing what's right next to the family, which happens to be the square directly to the bottom of the family is knowledge and self cultivation. It happens to be where I do most of my sitting, and also any of the work I do from home is done right there, and any reading I do is done right there as well. So I guess it's funny how some of these things they tend to just naturally fall into place, but if you think about them, I guess you know, it does make sense. Anyway, it's the Bagua. There are nine of them, and they are nine for each room, nine for the house itself. But you're telling me how many, you know, businesses all over the world do this to try to, in terms of the way they set up the organization of the way things are structured within the walls of that business. Is that right?
Yes, because feng shui is designed to create balance and harmony in your environment. So, you know, we can't necessarily see the energy flowing all around. It's just like we don't necessarily see air. So it's the same kind of thing. That's why, and then that's why you find that gravitational pull for you to sit in that particular part of the table when you're doing a particular task. So if you were doing something else, you might be sitting somewhere else in that particular part of the table, like you're playing with your grandchildren or, you know, something eating or whatever. So the thing is that they know that this has an effect. It has an effect on us, whether you believe it or not. And when you see clutter every time when you come into your house, or you see that broken project that you've been going to do for 5 years, it weighs on your subconscious. So by clearing that and getting the energy flowing, it really helps with that. And it's why a lot of American businesses first failed with mergers with Asian cultures, because we did not have things like an aquarium in our financial institutions. That's my dog. He's wanting to be on the air today.
Okay. It's okay. We got, we're talking about feng shui. We're also talking, if it's July, the seventh month tends to be the, well, it tends to be either the warmest or second warmest month of the year. It is affiliated with the number seven. It is the seventh month, and there are a lot of days that have the, obviously a lot of days with sevens in them. I don't know. How significant of a number is seven in terms of the your own knowledge of how numbers fit together?
So this month is the seventh month, and seven is the most prevalent number on the planet. It is also considered God's number, and things come in seven. Seven virtues, seven vices, seven deadly sins, seven wonders of the world, 7 days of the week.
Seven dogs.
Seven, yes, my dog. Anyway, because we're doing this from home today, but he wants to be part of it, I guess. He likes the seven energy. And so, sorry about that, listeners, but you know I love my dog. So seven is actually God's number, and it's a number this month that you're going to find it spiritual. So it means that what you think you need will just be provided. Seven is all about just trusting that the universe or God or whatever is going to provide for you, and that you're going to get things that you know need. And it's about sort of letting let go and let God kind of happen, or just sort of know that you can believe that things are going to happen the way that they're supposed to happen. So it's kind of one of those things when you think about it, it's a spiritual number. So it's a number of somebody that might go on a sabbatical. They're somebody who likes to go sit in nature. And so this is a really great month for that, to be out in nature, to be doing spiritual things, you know, to be sort of exploring things, maybe doing self-reflection, some journaling. It's kind of a time to have some alone time. So then this month, we have lots of things that are going on dynamic with portals, because it's a 2022 year. So we have, you know, 7/7/22. We have 7/22/22. 7/16/22 is actually, you know, 1 and 6 is a 7. So there's the energy that's going on with that too. So there's a lot of those kinds of going on. And every time the number repeats itself in a month or on the calendar like that, it's going to be a highly charged energy day. So this particular month, with it being 7 for spirituality in a 6 year, because 2022 adds up to a 6, is about family relationships. Some sort of spiritual things, maybe just connecting and just expecting that things are going to flow within the family. So this is a great month for you to go on these sort of retreat kind of places, or doing things as a family, maybe going camping, being out in the wilderness, and, you know, maybe even going to church. You know, it's whatever it is that represents that sort of element of spirituality.
Well,
you.
July just happens to be also the largest. It's the biggest it's the biggest family vacation month of the year too. So what else is new? And it's also the month of our Independence Day. So it's one of those things. We want to find out more. If you want to find out more about Rhonda Rife, want to find out more about what she's talking about, all of those different areas that she covers, just simply go to your website, which is.
Actually, you know, RhondaRife.com is my new website, and I'm pretty impressed with it. I did it myself. And so you can actually click on there. It will take you right to my Facebook page. You can click on the LinkedIn link. It takes you right to LinkedIn. It also takes you to my YouTube channel. All of those links are there. You just click on the little icon and it takes you there. There's a place that you can sign up for my email list. And also then if you want to email me directly, you just click on the contact us. If you want to, you know, there's another one that you can connect with Rhonda Rife. So I would say go to RhondaRife.com. That's the easiest way to find me. And my phone number is actually on that website. And it's 319-752-0175.
All right. Rhonda Rife, have a great month of July. And we'll talk to you again in August. Thank you much.
Thank you.